Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting episode of Bring Something to the Table. I'm your host, John, and joining me, it's like we haven't done this before.
Hello, people. Ashley here.
Thank you. I was getting to you. A little tongue-tied.
Just thought I'd help you out there.
Joining me today and every other day, for some reason, the lovely Ashley.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, was that to me?
That you just okay? You weren't gonna say anything after that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, no. You just made it really awkward. I have to delete like a whole 5 seconds.
You said welcome, so I did. I thought you were talking to the people.
I was talking to you.
Oh well, I mean,
welcome back to the table.
Appreciate you.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long day.
A long day for you. Yeah. I mean, I've been working all this week, so I've been. You know, I've been busy doing work things and jumping into freezing cold waters. You know, people like polar plunging for some reason.
You didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it, but I watched a bunch of crazy people do it.
I wouldn't have done it.
Not my cup of tea.
Well, while you were watching them jump into frigid water.
Frigid. Good word. You dug deep for that one.
I did.
She was I need something else. What can I do? Frigid. Like, I saw the gear spinning.
Exactly. Yeah, that pause.
You can't fool me.
I was
me.
Searching. Yeah, so while that was happening, I was falling onto some frigid concrete.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
No, it was a long day. It was neat. I don't even normally work on this day.
Yeah, it was kind of weird when you told me that you were working.
Yeah.
Like, I know you do some work here and there, but you're like, oh, I'm in the office. Like, I'm working. I was just like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah. I should have known that, you know, it just wasn't right. Something wasn't right about the day. First of all, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah, you seem to not like working on the weekends.
I don't. I've put in my time.
Okay. your weekend time?
Yes. I'm over it, but I've had to recently change my schedule because of some people. Anyway, and that shall remain nameless.
Okay. But, if you're listening, shout out to Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. We don't like you.
But yeah, so when I got to the office, whoever was there yesterday, before they left, I mean, I don't even know why they had the air on cool. Like it was on cold. It was, the heat wasn't on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get in, it's 57 degrees in there.
Ooh.
I can't even take off my jacket yet. I'm trying to heat it up. It's taking forever to heat. And then I go over by the sink. And there's a pool of water. Someone, I guess, took a bath in the sink last night or yesterday, whatever. I don't know.
Do you think they literally took a bath or was it just, was it like a pipe leaking? Did it come from the ceiling?
It wasn't a pipe. Like I checked. Well, it's not even, okay. It's like this small little, what do they call it? Like these, you just have like the sink. And
yeah, it's like a little kitchenette area.
Yeah. You know, it's just a sink, a little spot for like, little shit, but
you can tell.
You know where you can put your coffee and stuff like. But anyway, yeah, there was like a pool of water, and there's already a mat there, because I will say that the faucet does not fit the sink. Like the faucet is way too big for the sink. It just comes out too far. So when you're washing your hands,
How'd that go again?
You're
making my job so much it's harder.
That's what I do.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, yeah, so water flies everywhere when you're washing your hands. So mm-hmm. I always clean up after myself.
Oh, we know. You're a very tidy person.
But I guess this has accumulated over time, and I don't know what happened to make it even more so last night, whatever went on. And there was a pool on the ground, and I slipped in it.
You weren't looking down.
I've never had to. But, I mean, I had to take the rug outside because the whole rug was drenched.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's setting you up.
Maybe.
Maybe they're just trying to do some office pranks or just to rile you up a little bit. You know, boss lady comes in on the weekend. Let's get her.
I don't know, but I'm
why
just...
Why you got so many enemies?
I ask myself that all the time. I'd like to think I'm a nice person.
I think it's the tiny glasses.
Listen.
I think it's the tiny glasses. If you had normal people glasses...
I had other glasses that I got, not last year, but the year before, but I lost them at the beach.
Okay.
A wave hit me.
And why haven't you replaced them?
Because I usually wear contacts, but I ran out of contacts. And so I was at the beach and I wore my glasses and I was on my paddleboard and I got knocked over by a wave.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this was going to bring up
I came up after I'd been knocked over and I couldn't see. And my glasses were just gone.
Oh, they're probably out there somewhere right now.
I'm sure a dolphin is playing with them or something.
Just chilling. Oh, they're sitting at the bottom of the ocean. The rest of the trash people drop like you. You're the problem.
I went up and down the beach looking for those glasses.
Did you?
I did. Luckily, I had my brother there because...
You couldn't see, huh?
I couldn't see anything anyway.
Oh, man. Well, you got to get some contacts or something.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it.
You
got to
take off them kid glasses.
You know, I have a small face.
I get that you have a small face.
So I have to have small glasses.
I mean, you have to have small glasses,
yes,
though.
Yes, it does.
Look at these spectacles. Look how great I look in these.
Listen, I don't need a magnifying glass, okay?
These are kind of like my style, though. I come accustomed to these. Everybody's like, oh, you should get LASIK or you should get contact. It's like, yeah, but the person I created, the character that I play in life, he wears glasses.
Oh, so this is just like a front? This is not who you really are?
No, I've been playing this role for a long time. And I get paid very nicely to play this character.
Oh, okay.
And if I was ever really myself, you know, I wouldn't be accepted. So, you know, you would probably hate me.
Well, I guess I can never I can never give you a truthful answer because you're never going to show me who you really are.
Oh, you out of most people, you know who I am.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Oh, and then the ducks almost got me on the way over here. Coming into John's neighborhood and these 10, 15 geese, flock of seagulls.
Yeah. It's just your negative energy, I'm telling you.
Pretty much skimmed the roof of my car.
This is as much their neighborhood as it is mine. You know, who am I to tell them, hey, you can't be in this neighborhood. Frolic around all you want. Frolic. I can't say that word.
And then my phone's pretty much dead, and so that's charging. And
you don't look at your phone anyway.
You're right.
Even if it was dead, fully charged, you know, glued to your face, you would somehow find a way to look around it.
I can't stand it. As time goes on, I can't stand my phone. I'm just getting...
You're just an old lady. You're getting all them old lady traits. You know, it's like you're acting way older than you should be acting. You seen that movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
I'm an old soul.
Nope. Ashley's about to get her groove back.
I'm an old soul. I don't need my groove back.
Yeah, you do.
y'all can't handle my groove.
Yeah, your old soul is just... You're so young. You're so young and you're just, you know, you're full of all this life and energy, and you have this amazing smile. You just look so happy, and then you have this old lady attitude. I'm just like, this ain't the girl that I... Well, who is this? You're like, I can't believe these kids left water on the floor. Ducks! Damn the ducks! My cell phone hasn't worked all day! I'm just like, am I talking to my grandmother? I just don't understand what's going on.
Hey, we all can have off days, okay?
We can't all have off days. There's a lot of people having off days right now. So
I kind of broke my leg, and then what? What did you get?
Oh, snap. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to breaking news. First ever Bring Something to the Table breaking news podcast. You like that? Are you ready for that?
What's going on?
I don't know. I just thought we'd do some breaking news stuff because I said a lot of people are having bad days. And I just want to throw a curveball at you.
You know what?
You don't like our new breaking news sound effect?
You socked me right in the face.
I mean, it could have been worse.
It could have been.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah. So what was all this breaking news stuff about? What are you talking about?
It's not really breaking news. I just want to know what you think about all the craziness going on right now. People breaking into Capitol buildings, and you weren't out there.
I mean,
marching with them.
I told you this on the last episode. I'm not surprised by anything anymore.
Yeah. Well, a lot of my friends were like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised this happened. I can't believe anything like this would ever happen in our lifetime. This is so crazy. And I was like, really? Have you not been seeing how 2020 has been going for us?
Right.
Expect the unexpected. I mean, it's kind of like the Survivor TV show, you know? I mean,
at least the Capitol didn't get burned down.
You know what? It could have got burned down. You're right. There's always something worse, you know.
I think there was only like a handful of casualties.
Yeah.
I mean, one is too many, but
I mean, yeah, you don't want anybody to die in that situation. I don't care what you're doing. You shouldn't get shot in the chest, but somebody did. Sorry, lady. But
did they ever figure out who shot her?
I think it was one of the secret agents. Who's the president people? Who watches the president? The secret agent people?
The secret agent?
The secret service. The secret, am I saying this right?
Secret agent.
It was the secret service. They were getting too close to Pence. And they said, don't cross this line. And that lady's like, I'm crossing it. And he said, don't cross that line. I'm crossing it. And then, pow, there's a lot of videos and stuff of it. And
there's videos of it?
I want to say there's some video of it.
Of her getting shot?
Or her getting shot, yeah. Because there, you can see them trying to hold them back, and I guess it's the room where they have all the higher up people that kind of evacuated from the floor, mm-hmm. and they're like holding them in this one room, and they're like, "You're not getting in here," because there was some threat about somebody kidnapping somebody. There was like something going on, and so they didn't know what they were getting into, and so this lady came up, and then yeah, they just shot her. They just point blank, just pa, and but there's a lot of craziness going on, you know. I've been watching some of the clips. I'm not saying I'm laughing at them. It's not a funny situation. It's really not. As it's like listening to some of the people's reactions about what's going on. Like this one lady was like, oh my gosh, I got mace. They're beating me up. Police brutality, blah, blah, blah. But she has an onion in her hand and she's rubbing her eyes with the onion. So it's like,
is that for real?
I'll show you the clip after the show. From one angle, she's telling these people how bad the police treated her and that she needs her rights and blah, 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 blah. Tiny little white girl. Then you see an onion in her hand. Like she's been rubbing it on her eyes. So she obviously just wanted the attention of the media or whoever she was talking to in the camera. But I thought it was funny, though. I was like, that's clever. I was like, if you want somebody to think you're being abused or got sprayed by mace, just rub an onion in your eye. I was like, that girl's kind of genius in a weird way.
I mean, first of all.
No, she's not a genius. I shouldn't condone that
behavior. Shouldn't have been in that situation.
I mean, it was her day off. She said she didn't have nothing else to do. She's a barista, I believe. So
she just wanted to go storm the Capitol?
Yeah. Don't you want that opportunity?
No.
It's a revolution. You know, let's go overturn power. People are excited. The dude, guy, stay-at-home dad. He had 5 kids, and he said he didn't have nothing else to do, so he went down there. He's like, I'm trying to get in the building, too. I mean, now he's in jail, and his wife is now watching the 5 kids, but it's like, got to get a better hobby. Should have been playing Call of Duty or something. So,
listen, I'm going to be honest. I didn't really, I mean, one of our mutual friends was talking about it, and I heard it from my brother when he came home.
You got a mutual friend?
Yes. We used to work with her.
Oh, no. Is it somebody I like or don't like?
You like her.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, yeah, she was talking about it in a group chat that I'm in. And so that's how I kind of really looked
into
it.
That's how you get your news from your group chat?
I still don't watch the news. Sorry, Mom. I know I'm talking about current events, but...
I mean, I kind of swore off the news once I left the news station for a long time, too. So I get it. I mean... I try not to watch
that stuff.
I just
don't trust the news. I mean, I don't trust any news because news is not unbiased anymore. It just isn't. And that's not what the core of news is supposed to be. Like, even when a news reporter is saying something, and I read so many articles, and they'll slip in a word here or another one there that is a descriptive word that is putting in their own opinion. And it's like you could have left your opinionated word out of it and it would have stayed unbiased. All you're doing is supposed to be stating not really the facts, because facts are more perspective, but like what went on. Like, instead of saying, my friend was talking about our mutual friend was saying that, what did she call them? She called them, it was a funny term. It made me laugh. It made me chuckle. But she called them, what is it? We're going to have to do some editing.
We're not doing any editing. This show is called Raw Uncut.
She called them inbred snowflakes.
no, that's just one of 30 names people gave them. There's also Vanilla Ices. I don't want to say all of them because some of them are very racist names. But there's a lot of names out there. But Vanilla Ices has kind of been the top name people have been calling them.
I hadn't heard that one. Yeah. But anyway.
I'm going to send you that video too. It was on the news. It got to be true.
I mean, I'm not saying any article would really call them, well, any professional article will call them inbred snowflakes. But I'm just making a point that, you know, that descriptive terminology is not, any opinionated descriptive terminology is not supposed to be in news. Because then it becomes biased.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what it's just supposed to inform you.
Yeah, then we don't have any ratings. Nobody's going to watch the news if somebody's just saying, hey, just to let you guys know, there's some people getting ready to go into this building. Can't really say much about it, but hey, it's happening. Good luck. And then I'm signing off. I'm not agreeing with them. I'm not going against you either. I'm just saying, I know, as a guy working from a news station, and I had to proofread the stuff they would say on the air, and I was in charge of saying, like, making small changes here and there, they look for those keywords, and they do all these little tricks and stuff to get your attention, because otherwise they're like, nobody's going to pay attention to it if I just say, hey, some guy just got shot. This guy just got brutally shot by, you know, it's always these bigger words they put in there, like, this terrorist did, you know, it was like, we don't know if he's a terrorist, but, you know, we say it because it's like, it catches your attention. Then you're like, oh, what did you say? But
I guess it depends on the word. Brutally stabbed. That's not really an opinion.
I get it. I was using that as an example. we used to use keywords like that in the news to make people pay attention. Yeah. So I can see why.
Well, I get that point, but I'm talking more of like descriptive terms like inbred.
I mean, they could be though, but what if they are though?
Listen, first of all, did you see that huge mob? I'm sure someone got pushed in there that didn't want to be in there.
Oh, did you not see that black guy standing there? Okay, I'm going to send you the picture after, then maybe put it on Instagram. There's just this black guy standing there in a coat, and he looks so out of place. And everybody's like, what do you guys think he's there for? And then the pictures in the comments like, I'm pretty sure he's just delivering DoorDash. And then another person saying, he's probably friends with them, therefore they can't be racist. And then there's this whole thread of people saying, because he was just standing there doing nothing. He was just kind of there like looking around. But this random black kid just kind of just hanging out. And everybody's like, what is he doing there? But I thought that was funny.
He's witnessing history.
I guess so. I mean, he was on the front line for real. He's probably in jail now. We probably didn't let him stand there too long.
You know, I think when it comes down to it, I'm trying to be less judgmental after my day that I've had.
Good luck. Let's see how you pull this one off.
I think the universe is testing me because I had an epiphany the other day about not being judgmental.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been judging me since I've known you.
I never judge you.
I feel like you always judge me.
That's your own opinion.
Okay.
That's fair your enough. Perspective.
You're right. That's my perspective.
Continue. Yeah, so I came to this epiphany about not being judgmental, and I really think the universe put me to test today. with my bad day.
You know what? You got to put out some more positive vibes. I'm just going to put it that you got to do something good for somebody randomly out of nowhere. Some act of kindness, maybe help an old lady across the street.
I do it all the time.
No, you don't help no old ladies across the street. You can't tell me that you've been helping old ladies across the street.
Listen, I haven't seen any.
Because they're
all hiding from COVID.
Quarantining.
But yeah, so I'm trying not to be judgmental. So when I realized what was going on, I'm trying not to judge the people specifically. Because like I said, that was a huge mob. I'm sure some people got pushed in there that didn't want to be in there.
Yeah. But also, I'm a duck and roll. You ain't pushing me somewhere I'm not going to be.
Have you, have you ever been shopping on Black Friday?
One time. That's it. But I'm also a big black dude. You ain't pushing me nowhere.
People have gotten trampled.
They have died. Yeah. People have died because of that. I get it. I'm not saying people were not forced in there. But I'm just saying they were single file line. They were following the red velvet ropes. These people were very respectful for somebody rioting and breaking into a building. Something about a red velvet rope, they did not leave that rope. They were walking in two at a time. They were holding their flags up. And they were like, it looked like a kindergarten field trip.
I'm talking about the initial storm of the
doors. But I'm still saying, though, they were very respectful once they got in. They're just like, we're not going to go crazy. We're going to follow the red velvet ropes.
Well, I mean, I guess that's good.
I guess so, in a way.
It's an upgrade from last year.
They should have just put red velvet ropes all around the building and nobody would have crossed them, apparently. Because the pictures of them in single file line was more hilarious than anything. I was like, yo, why do they look like they're on the field trip? And they're just waiting for their turn. Like, they're just looking around.
They're
like,
just on tour, you know?
I guess so, man. I can't say I'm ever going to be in that situation or that close, so. But
well, you know, back to what I was saying about, I'm trying not to judge too many people these days. But, yeah, so I'm trying not to judge them. But I don't like the act of what happened. Because, you know, obviously someone got shot and died. And, you know, one person hurt is one too many.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm trying to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And despite their actions, I think it all comes down to, I feel like, you know, and everything that happened last year with the riots and the burning of the cities. And I think it's all coming down to people are just not, they don't trust the government anymore. They don't have faith in the government anymore.
Yeah, the system's broken.
Yeah, they don't have faith in the system. And, you know, there's racial inequality, there's gender inequality, you know, there's corruption in the government. I think that's what it's boiling down to if we look at the underlying motive behind everything that's happened. And like I said, from 2020, you know, I'm not surprised.
Definitely not surprised. Let me tell you something that happened to me. Mm-hmm. The way I kind of found out about this stuff, because I don't watch a lot of news. I see stuff that pops up on my feed. You know, I'm still on Facebook and Twitter, so I see things that pop up and then little news blimps or something like that. But I had a friend reach out to me and said, hey, do you know such and such? And I was like, oh, yeah, I know that person, but I haven't talked to them in maybe 20 plus years. We're just friends on Facebook. You know how sometimes you just have those friends you don't talk to? They're on there.
You know, like how you thought me and you were for the past 15 years, even though we've been friends for the past 15 years.
You know, same difference. But so,
yeah, I get it.
So yeah, but I literally haven't talked to her since the Adventure Landing day.
Gotcha.
It was that type of friend where I'm just like, I see you. I might say happy birthday when that little blimp comes up. I might not.
Like,
you know,
like us, right?
Yeah, you would do that to me sometimes. But somebody messaged me. They said, hey, do you know this person? Because they blocked me because of something I said. And I said, yeah, but I don't know anything they said. And it was like, oh, let me tell you what they said. And so they went on this whole rant about how she was saying, like, this was the best thing that ever happened. We should have stormed the Capitol a long time ago. We need to overturn power, blah, blah, blah. Everything's rigged. Like, she was on that side. And so I was like, well, all right, I get that you're upset. But this ain't got nothing to do with me. And I'm not going to be the middleman for you to get to this girl that I'm mutually friends with. And I was just like, politely, I said, this is not my fight. I said, for once, I ain't hear nobody say nothing about anything super racist. Ain't nobody call me out personally. Like, nothing's triggering me right now. So I'm going to have to stand back. Let whatever's happening is happening. I can't control it. I can't stop it. I'm not adding anything to the fire, but I was like, I'm not getting you in contact with that person to make this blow up anymore. And I was like, and you should probably just stand back either way. It's like, you're mad at this lady for something she posted on social media, but it's social media. Let her post something. You don't have to read it, you know? So But I got out of it. I was not going to, you know, kind of deal with that whole situation.
I don't blame you. That's not your place. And not, shame on that person for trying to put you in that place.
This is not my place.
I'm judging. Sorry.
Yeah, you're judging. I mean, I'm sure they had good intentions coming to me.
Yeah.
I was just like, yo, I don't want to deal with it. I've already had some friends. I told you in an earlier conversation how I felt like I lost some friends because of what's going on. And I don't even know if I call them friends. They're more associates, I guess. You know, because I have some extreme Trump following friends, and they make their opinions very clear that it doesn't matter what Trump does. He's a Republican. I'm going to vote for him. They already made it clear. And that's fine. If that's what you want to do, that look, that's fine. You should probably do some more research, but that's fine. You know, do whatever. And then so they would post a lot of stuff online, kind of like attacking people and calling people out. And I was just like, one day I was just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know, so at first I hid the comment. You know, I just hid it because I didn't want to see it. Because I was like, if I see it, something might trigger me and I might have to, I don't like saying stuff. So I hid the comment. And then I left one of his groups because, you know, there's different pages you can join on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And apparently people know when you leave a group because I don't know how.
Look what you did, John.
And so he's just like, well, is there a reason why you left my group? And I was like, you just post a lot of stuff that is kind of cluttering up my news feed and I just don't want to see it. He's like, well, either you're with us or you're against us. And I was like, well, if you're making it super easy for me.
Listen.
Because I don't like you that much.
Another thing. I don't like these ultimatums people are giving.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Because it's like, okay, I'm sure there's things, we haven't really talked about them, but I'm sure there's things that you and I don't agree on.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It all made you a bad person.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We just see two different things.
Yeah.
You know, I think the sky is green and you think it's blue.
What if it's blue-green?
Nah, it's not though.
But is it really? Because, you know, our eyes cannot pick up all the colors that are there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Purple doesn't exist. It's not a real color. We made that up. Our eyes are playing a trick on us because it can't focus on what it really is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so that's another point of my thing is, you know, yeah, it's all, but anyway, yeah, I don't like these ultimatums because it's like, okay, I've been given ultimatums in my past before and I don't think it's fair because it's like this person has already made up their mind about something without mm-hmm. letting you explain yourself, and that's not fair for the other person, you know, not to be able to explain, like, okay, well, this is why I feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And this is why I believe what I believe. And so, in a way, you're kind of shutting down that person's truth. You know, just because their truth is different than your truth. I mean, it all comes down to perspective. You know, everyone has a different perspective.
Preach it, sister.
And I think that's a lot of the issue that, you know, we're automatically shutting down other people's perspectives and truths and how they, you know, what makes them who they are, and giving someone an ultimatum like that, just basically you're shutting down everything about who they are. You know, you don't know their background. There might be a reason why they think the way that they do, why they do the things that they do, why they say the things that they do. And I mean, everyone has a reason. Everyone is made up of their life experiences. And when you give someone an ultimatum like that, it's basically shutting down the other person's, you know, just basically yeah, saying that they're wrong.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends like that, apparently.
Apparently.
They don't want to hear your opinion, so.
And, I mean, we all don't want to have the same opinion.
We can't. That's how Hitler became in power.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep saying this.
You know, everybody can learn from someone. You know, it's just like, okay, well, that person's just on a different level. I mean, their level's not right. Your level's not right. Their levels aren't wrong. Your levels aren't wrong.
Yeah, if so we had all the same opinion about everything, we would probably just, everything would fail.
And we would never grow.
Yeah.
You know?
We wouldn't learn anything.
Exactly.
So, you right, girl. Just breathe. Just breathe. Let it out. Just, you know,
it's
you need a massage?
It's been a day.
It's funny for the people that didn't know, because, you know, somebody's a massage therapist.
Licensed
massage therapist. She's very good, apparently. I hear great things. I read some reviews.
Massaging the muscles.
And why can I say it like that? What else would you be massaging? Long,
I appreciate you didn't call me a masseuse because I
said massage therapist.
Anyone who's out there and listening, never call your massage therapist a masseuse.
I'm going to see my masseuse. it just sounds weird.
It's become derogatory.
Oh, it's like the N-word, huh?
I mean, not that bad, but it's like, okay, my industry has a really bad rep, okay?
I mean, we all do.
You know, we're like the highest in human trafficking.
Oh, yeah, you guys do like to steal people.
Not me.
I don't know.
Not us.
How well do I know you? You're absent from my life for 15 years.
I told you I was going through my dark ages.
I know. You're still one foot in, one foot out. I don't know what's going on sometimes. I get it. No, I'm sure you do a lovely job. You have to do fine because I don't even know if I want to tell this story right now. I don't even know if we have time to tell this story, but I'll tell it really quickly.
Okay, so we're going off topic for a second.
We're going off topic for a second. We have a mutual friend, me and you.
Oh, okay.
They were looking for... they were on Groupon and they saw a massage thing.
Oh my gosh, did they see my...
And they were looking for a massage for their significant other.
I don't take Groupon anymore.
And then there's this like, hey, is this where your friend works? And I was just like, I don't know. Why would I know that? I don't know. She hasn't really told me much about it. It's strange, but I couldn't tell you where it's located. They're like, but isn't this her name right here? And then like circled the name. It sent me the description. I was like,
that's funny.
I was like, yeah, that's her name. Just like, oh well, this is, they got good ratings. It's like a 5-star rating. I was just like, okay, that's great. Maybe she'll look them up. But all the ratings were like, I've never seen like a complete 5-star rating on Groupon. There was like, it was insane. So you're doing great. So people think you guys are doing great, whatever you're doing.
Appreciate.
But they're very excited. They're
we do have good Groupon rates. are not rates, but ratings.
Yeah, but yeah, you heard it here first. She does not take Groupons anymore.
Not anymore.
But yeah, so that happened the other day. I just forgot this. I screenshotted it because I was in intention of sending it to you.
You
like,
to
look at
me.
This. But yeah, okay, sorry.
Okay, what were we talking
back
about?
On topic?
The breaking news.
Me and you are gonna go storm Area 51.
We are.
Yeah, they storm Capitol. We storm Area 51.
I mean, I thought they did that already.
They tried. The defense was way better there for some reason.
Well, you know, I mean, okay, when it comes down to it, they cannot shoot on civilians. They cannot shoot civilians.
Who?
Whoever's guarding Area 51.
I don't know, man. The they said they might pop, 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 pop.
Well, technically they can't because that's...
They have to, what, declare martial law or something first before the president would have to be like... Shoot to kill, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and who wants that to happen? Because then there would be a civil war.
Nobody wants that to happen. I just want to, I told you, I want to go to Planet Kagorpudorp and hang out. But
Planet what?
Don't worry about it. Can't say it twice.
Speaking of aliens, I looked up your alien thing from last
episode. Yeah, was I completely wrong?
No, actually, it was in, okay, if everyone got their stimulus checks, it was in that bill.
See, I told you they hid it in there.
That
whole stimulus thing was a fraud for a lot of other stuff.
It was.
It's insane.
That's what they do with like all the bills.
They shouldn't do that though.
They shouldn't. It's a corrupt government.
It's a very bad system.
This is why our government doesn't work and it cannot be a true democracy because we are so corrupt. But anyway, they hid it in there and they have 180 days from when that passed. They have to disclose all the information. Now, I read another article. I don't know how true it is.
Okay.
But it says they don't technically have to, but if they don't, then it makes them look bad or something like that.
Interesting.
But it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to pronounce that it's aliens or I should say extraterrestrials if we want to be politically correct now.
Okay.
Because there might be some...
Can't say the A word.
There might be some extraterrestrials out there, you know.
Yeah, they listening right now.
Probably.
What's up? You didn't know I could speak that alien tongue?
Interesting.
Yeah. Shout out. But yeah, I'm glad you looked it up though, so I didn't sound like I was completely crazy.
No, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a thing. They have to disclose. I mean, they're not calling it UFOs, but it's like...
It's like some UFA aerial, or aerial AF something.
Flying anomalies or something like that. Yeah. They said if it's foreign aircraft, they have to disclose that. Or if it's off-planet aircraft, they have to disclose that or something. So they have 180 days. We'll see if it happens.
I got my countdown timer going, so... Yeah. I will be on the front line.
So I'm starting to think this is going to be another year, another interesting year. Like I said, 2020
with a fake mustache on and he's like trying to ease his way back in. He's like, hey guys, I'm 2021. It's like 2020, take off that mustache.
Exactly.
Oh man.
It was an initiation. Everyone be prepared.
Oh, Ashley's losing it. She is a strange person. I'm with her though. I was talking about the alien stuff last week. I continue to talk about it this week. So.
Well, obviously, we need to have an alien episode because we just keep talking about it.
Yeah, maybe we will. We did both work at Area 51 at one point.
Exactly.
In my mind.
Yeah, you know, I like watching Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I didn't always like that show. But we'll save that for the...
Okay, yeah. We'll save it. We're going off topic right. And yeah, we're going over time. So, are we, final thoughts.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We talked about a little bit of everything.
Well, we had your breaking news where you threw me out of my funk. So thank you for that.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to always make you feel better. I try little things and...
I gotta go apologize to the ducks.
Yeah. This is their home. You're the visitor, man. I'll be mad at you too.
They just wanted to come give me a hug. That's what it was.
Ain't hugging no duck. They got rabies.
They don't have rabies.
How do you know?
If they come and do, are they going to attack you?
Maybe. There's always that one duck that's the lookout. Everybody else is eating and doing. I don't trust that one duck.
He's looking out for the others.
Nah, something weird about him.
He's the watch.
I don't like it.
He's got to make sure he ain't going to creep up on his mates.
His mates?
Yeah, his mates.
Ducks rape, okay?
What?
Ducks are vicious animals. They rape. They don't just have sex, they rape.
They mate for life.
They rape so much that genetically their penises got turned from straight to a corkscrew. So now when they force it in there, it gets stuck because it's like a drill.
You're delirious.
So they can, I am not making this up. Ducks are vicious.
Well, oh, maybe I think about geese. Geese mate for life.
Yeah, that's what we ain't geese. We ducks now. And so ducks will hold down other ducks and let the alpha duck come in and do his thing.
I have never seen that.
Girl, it's scary. It's scary. It was one time I was a kid. I didn't know what was going on. So I'm sitting in the car getting ready to leave the restaurant. And these ducks are nearby. And one duck takes off running across the parking lot. I'm like, why is that duck running? And then behind that duck is five other ducks going after the one duck. I'm like, what is going on? The freaking four ducks held down the one duck. And then the fifth duck started pouncing on top of it. At the time, I didn't know what was going on.
You sure he wasn't just beating them up?
Nah, they were fucking. They were in the position, you know. They do it like we do, kind of. This is just... It was weird, but it's more like a corkscrew, I told you.
I don't really like where this is going.
I researched it later on in life, but no, it's weird. We'll look up duck stuff later if you want.
No, I'm good.
You ain't into duck stuff?
Nah.
All right, well, that's not going to be the name of the episode. But
duck stuff.
No? This would be great.
Oh, my gosh. All right, okay.
Well, you know, on that note...
Well, I guess last thoughts. Everybody just keep your heads down.
Keep your heads down?
Keep your heads down.
Stay out of trouble.
Well, you know what? Okay. I have one last final comment.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. I don't like what happened. But then again, I don't like what happened last year either. I feel like we almost need... Okay. We all know... Things need to be changed.
Yeah, a lot of things need to be changed.
I just feel like people don't know how to go about changing it. Like, oh, okay, so, yeah, this is going to go on a little bit longer.
Oh, here we go.
I was feeling very much wanting to be involved in stuff that's going on around our city.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to check into the city council.
Interesting.
And I found on their website that they want people to be active in the city council. They want you to come to the hearing, come to their meetings and participate, you know, put in your two cents. So I was like, well, I like that. So let me check into that. So I got on the website and I was looking through all the different things. I was apparently we have a huge amount of districts and a lot of we have 19 representatives in the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out who was the representative from my district and all these other districts. And then I happened to come across this one tab. You know when you go into one tab and it leads you to like five others and lead you to two more and then there's another one. So I finally got to one and it said online meetings or something like that. So I was like, oh, well, let me click on that. They have online meetings, I guess. Well, you can watch a live meeting of the city council.
Yeah.
So I was watching it. And it was very intimidating.
This is what you do in your free time.
Yes.
Old lady. Gosh.
I want to be involved.
I get that you want to be involved.
Let me finish my story.
Okay, finish your story. Try to bring me around to what you're trying to do.
So I was very intimidated. They were talking about so much stuff that I didn't even know what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. It would, like, every time they talked about a different subject, the agenda would pop up and it gave you this long list of what it was about. And there was, like, all this terminology that I didn't understand. And I'm like, no wonder nobody comes to these meetings.
Yeah, nobody goes to those things.
People are so intimidated. It's like, how can you be involved when you don't know what's going on? Because then you would go there and start talking about, well... You know, like, well, we want to have, you know, a farmer's market in this area. And it's like, they're probably just going to look at you like, we talked about that like 10 meetings ago or something. I mean, that's just one example. So I feel like a lot of people are, they don't really know how to go about making these changes that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was very discouraged.
I mean, there's some people out there. You just got to link up with the right group because we do stuff out at Nocatee, too. We have all these big town hall meetings and stuff like that where people can come and voice. But they're so, first of all, they do them at the most random times. And they usually do it at a time where they know a lot of people can't make it there because the less people talking is the less issues they have to deal with or, you know, they have to debate or whatever. So they plan these things out so strategic about when they're going to do them and how they're going to do them. And it just blows my mind because I'm kind of like behind the scenes. Like I see what's going on. But I can.
Well, that's for like a community like of neighborhoods.
Yeah. I get it though. But it's still
is for like an entire city.
You said you wanted to do something for your community. I live in a community. I was just throwing in my two cents of what I knew.
I don't even live in that community.
I know people
John.
That live and work for the school board and they do the same thing. I'm just saying, I know things too, Ashley. Don't count, don't discredit me just because I work for a planned community. It's just as vicious. You see how complicated it was for you to get in there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they do that on purpose, whether you want to believe it or not.
Well, I didn't say I didn't believe it.
Yeah, they don't want your help.
I mean, obviously, they probably don't want a bunch of people coming in there raising all these, like, you know, well, we want this in this area and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
So you're going to join some Senate group or you're going to run for mayor? What's your plan?
I don't even think I'm qualified for any of that.
Apparently anybody can do it. I don't know if you know this, but enough money can get you wherever you want to be.
I'll probably just, you know, start out in my neighborhood picking up trash.
Okay. You can have a bake sale, I guess.
But that wasn't my point. My point was, you know, I feel like a lot of people want to make these changes. And I almost feel like we need to have this new Martin Luther King Jr. and to kind of like show us the way. Because, you know, we all want changes, but we don't need to be storming the Capitol or, like, burning cities. And it's just... Why are you looking at me like that?
You just have such a pure heart, you know? People do want changes, but, yeah, people are not
Well, when it
comes, I'm not saying that they're lazy, but a lot of people will rather sit there and complain and argue and not do anything. They just want to be heard. They just want a some type of pedestal for them to voice their opinion. But you're like, okay, cool, let's do some changes. And they're like, well, I didn't want to do them. I just wanted you guys to do them. You know, you get those type of people too.
But, oh, there's tons of those people. But I guess what I'm taking away from 2020, or what I've observed from 2020, and obviously what we're still going into 2021 with, is that people are wanting changes, but they're just going about it in a destructive manner. And, you know, we need our MLK, you know, to show us how to peacefully make changes.
Good luck. That's going to be you?
It ain't going to be me.
Why not? you don't be one of those people. You can be that person. Why couldn't that be you?
Why? Because I'm not a... I can barely talk on this on this podcast. What makes you think I'm going to be up there giving
wonderful speeches? You could have some dream, or you're a good writer. You can write some speeches, I'm sure.
Listen, I don't know anything about...
But you would learn.
Marching, or, you know, peaceful protests. I don't know anything about that. I don't even follow politics.
I know you don't. I know you don't. Well, okay. I mean, I think you can do something. There's obviously something there. Obviously, you went through all that trouble to find all the holes to get you
to the city council meeting.
To the city council meeting, also known as Neverland or Oz, whatever you want to call that mystical place.
I don't even know if I'll be able to get back to it. I don't even know how I got there.
Exactly. You're still wandering around lost.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I said this was not going to be an hour episode.
How long is it?
But Ashley will take you down some rabbit holes. And I'm not telling you how long it is. We're just talking. But no, you have a really good point. Yeah, you should do something. Is that why you're asking me about nonprofits? Or is that a whole nother thing?
No, I think that was a whole nother thing.
All right. Well, we ain't got time for that story. You can tell me off the air.
No, but that was just my final thought, because I just think when it all comes down to it, I think everyone wants changes, you know, and obviously the system is not working and the government is not working for the people anymore. And people want all these changes, but we, you know, we don't have our MLK and... someone to, you know, get up there and make these wonderful speeches about equality and having dreams.
Yeah, and that's fine. And you can have that person, and it could work and it couldn't work, because, I mean, you got to look at it from both sides, though. Like, you know, you have your extreme people that they want changes just as much as anybody else, but they don't want changes for everybody. They just want changes for themselves. Look, everything's broken. The whole system's not working. The Matrix has failed. We're in a simulation. I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to get out. So if you want to follow me, the White Rabbit, and we can figure out how to get out of this place, you can join me. But I don't know. I think we do. We need something. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, though. It's the sad part.
You don't think?
No, Ashley, I don't think.
I mean, I don't know the way 2020 is going, the way 2021
has already started. I'm just saying I think things are going to get a lot worse. Yeah, I know. It's only January.
We're already storming the Capitol.
Yeah. We are not. Don't let me in there with those wees. I'm at home hiding.
You're part of the problem, John.
I am not part of the problem. I ain't storming nothing. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. That was your final thought. I was going to say, do you have a final thought? But
I just want people to stop giving ultimatums. Ultimatums. And stop, you know, getting rid of your friends over these things, and just talk to people. That's all I got. That's all I got for today. Sorry, that was just...
We can only hope.
It was a long day.
We can only hope.
Those are my thoughts after a long day.
Well, I hope your day gets better.
It's time for bed.
We may or may not be back next week. We could have been canceled after this one. So.
Why?
I don't know. We kind of went all over the place. But thanks for listening, guys.